then Nina. What do you want to do? What do you want to say?
Nina Cherry.
It's Nina for everyone else in the world. Nina Cherry, Buffalo Stands here on Ribble FM. Nearly slipped up straight away. Nearly.
You've been doing too much work on Radio Burnley.
I have. We're in the Ribble Valley now, darling.
I know, sorry. I speak properly as well, my dear. Speak properly. Yes, it's Ribble FM. It's the food show with Lee, Phil and producer Morgs. And I have two Tupperware boxes sat in front of me. But we'll get into that a little bit later.
We will.
Oh, yes. Hi, Lee.
Can I start?
You normally say hi back, but go on.
Hi. Of course you can. But can I start with producer Morgs discovered something this week that is brand new on the shelves of your local supermarket.
Oh, discovered something else. I was going to say hairdressers.
And as soon as
come off it.
Yeah, he's had his ears, Lord. As soon as he put it in front of my face, I was like, yes, it's got to be better. And it was, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah.
He found lemon Jaffa cakes.
The new yuzu lemon Jaffa cakes.
Now, obviously, yuzu, nothing like an Amalfi.
No, Amalfi lemons course. Are the lemons.
No, we've not mentioned Amalfi in a while on this.
Amalfi lemons,
show,
they are the way. Idiots. So's Jif, mate.
What they called?
So's Jif.
Jif lemon juice and
what they called?
Yuzu lemons.
Yuzu lemon, never heard of them.
Anyway. Is it like yuzu or Nina or...
Yeah,
no, it's
all right. The first when we spoke about this off air really quickly, the first thing you said, is it like lemon curd?
I like a bit of lemon curd. What I don't like is like a jelly. Is it like the Jaffa cake jelly?
Yeah.
So yeah.
I get behind
it's
that.
Almost like a lemon marmalade.
Yeah, it's really zesty. But for me, better than the original Jaffa cake.
Well, I don't like Jaffa cakes. Because of the little jelly scent, I just find it.
Oh, and you don't like jelly on pies either, do you?
No, on anything. No, so I don't know.
What about jelly as in jelly and custard?
No.
Not even that.
Really?
Yep.
Oh.
A little bit like jelly and ice cream.
Nope. Disgusting. It just like, it multiplies.
Well, how are you going to do, how are you going to do with next week's food challenge, which we're going to video, by the way, because it's a bit of a craze at the minute.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Creme caramel with no hands, all right? And you literally just drop it on the plate.
Yeah.
Doing the rounds on TikTok and me, but I thought of all the people to do it. Can you imagine if us three did it?
We've got to give that a go, to be fair.
Right, so that's a bit jelly-fied. How are you going to handle that?
Well, we'll soon find out, won't we, I guess?
We will.
Ribble FM, it's a food and drink show with me, Big Phil, Lee, and producer Morgs in the Hizzle.
Why am I still producer Morgs?
Yes, you are, aren't you?
I'm not producer Morgs here.
No, you're actually just a... normally a producer.
I'm normally a producer, but this is the food and drink show.
And you're actually...
That I am a member
star of.
So do you want to drop the producer for this?
For the food show,
all right,
yeah.
I'll try again. This is Ribble FM, it's a food show with Big Phil, Lee, and Morgs.
That hurt you to say that, didn't it?
Well, it's a bit boring as well, isn't it? It kills me a bit, does that? Anyway.
I'll tell you what I am quite liking. You may have guessed, right, that Phil is actually in the number one seat.
I was going to say that earlier.
And he was last week. I think he quite likes it there.
You've been getting some practising. You've been listening to the Radio Broadcasting 101, haven't you?
The what? The brr.
The brr. I haven't.
You're not allowed to say that. The brr.
Broadcasting.
Mackie's. We talked about it last week. The new menu at Mackey's, the world house menu. That's exactly.
Oh! I can't believe it.
What?
I've just realised something.
What?
Well, we put that order in last night.
Yeah.
What didn't turn up?
I don't know.
Speak, it's radio.
The apple pies.
Oh!
No! They didn't turn up. I've only just realised.
Get on the app.
I'm getting on the app now.
Oh, wow.
Get on the
world house menu. We spoke about it last week. Loads of things from different countries coming in. And do you know what I also found about this? Canadian, you know the Canada one, the maple bacon?
Yeah.
I get why that's from Canada.
Yeah, because of maple.
Yeah.
Maple syrup.
Black pepper and garlic nuggets from Japan. What's Japanese about them?
I honestly don't know.
Do you know what I mean? And is it Dubai or AUE UAE mac and cheese?
I don't know what the tie with the
no, I don't.
I can't figure out with some of them the tie with the countries.
No,
Morgs, just Google that one. UAE mac and cheese.
Why?
Just so it comes up.
Why
it
comes up? Producer Morgs.
So we
come off it.
We realised last night that the Mackies in Clitheroe now will deliver through Just Eat. Is it Morgs?
Just Eat.
It is Just Eat. Yeah.
I've got a bit of a thing with fast food being delivered when it's so far away from the town. Chips cold,
yep.
Burger lukewarm.
Yep.
And you said something last night that was really telling. Even if you're on the drive-through, particularly Mackey's, it's never hot.
No.
It's always, like, warm.
Yeah.
Slightly warm. It's never really a hot piping
like
hot.
Like it's been kept under someone's coat for 5 minutes.
Like your
past it, yeah.
It's like your burger's been stacked in that rack that they have.
I've just got a refund.
Have you?
Yeah, that's how easy it is.
I don't want a refund. I want the pie.
I want the pie as well. That's what we're doing after this anyway.
Right, okay.
So go on, what did you get?
So I went for the double... quarter pounder.
The maple. Oh, today's not a good
speaking. That's why you're a producer. Shouldn't be talking.
The maple bacon. That were you?
Yeah.
What did you get?
Oh, I'm allowed to speak now. I got the same burger, but I also got the mac and cheese bites. I got the share box.
Changing it up, boys.
Right, so my assessment of the burger. You know the Philly cheese stack?
Yeah.
Completely different burger to normal.
Yeah.
Juicy, moist.
Yeah, it's a lot nicer,
nice,
isn't it? Yeah.
All that was last night was two dry quarter pounders. Like the quarter pounder with cheese, it's dry.
Well, this is what I said to you. The Philly cheese stack uses its own separate patty.
Yeah.
They use a different patty for those burgers. Yeah. Whereas this maple bacon one is just a quarter pounder, so they're using the standard quarter pounder patty.
So it was a double quarter pounder with two rashers of maple bacon on. That's the only difference.
There was a bit of a sauce on there as well. There was like a barbecue sauce on there.
I didn't feel it.
Rating it, no?
No.
No. I've had the McSpicy with pineapple.
Yeah.
I know you don't like the pineapple. I quite liked it.
Okay.
It was a little bit different.
I would have tried it, but it was currently unavailable when I went to have a look.
Mac and cheese bites.
I rated them.
I rated them. I thought they were all right.
I didn't get any sauce with them, but I think they could have done with like a sweet chili. Like the only option you could get was ketchup. And I thought, no.
Yeah, a bit boring.
I'd rather have like sweet chili or like a garlic aioli.
Can I just go back?
You can.
Yeah, okay. Can I just go back? The burger out of 10... I'm going to give it a 4. Oof. I needed you to know how underrated it was.
Mm. Are you keeping it on the menu?
No.
Are you keeping anything on the menu?
No.
Well, I'd like to try the apple pie before I...
Right, we'll nip down to Barrett. Tom, go down to Barrett Brook and get some pies from Mugs with you so he stops going on about it.
FM, sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Ever feel like creating a website is like trying to juggle while riding a unicycle? Well, juggle no more. Introducing 50 to 1 Media. We make the designing of your website as easy as pie. We offer complete web development and implementation. And we'll make sure Google loves your website as much as you do. From domain purchasing to hosting, turning your site into a Ribble Valley rock star, we've got you covered. So why not drop in for a brew and let's chat about how 50 to 1 Media can turn your web woes into web wows. Visit 50to1media.co.uk, because who needs a unicycle when you have us? That's 50, the number 2 and the number 1.co.uk.
Summer is here, and so is the Shackleton's Home and Garden Summer Sale. Ready to transform your outdoor space? Get up to 50% off on stunning lifestyle garden sets like the Aruba Lounge, Salama Dining and Bermuda Corner Suites. In stock and ready now. Plus, enjoy 15% off all rugs, perfect to style your patio. And don't miss the free electric upgrade on selected Himola recliners. Shackleton's Home and Garden, Chapman. Shop online or drop by our showroom today. Shackleton's. Experience different.
Looking for a delightful dining experience in the heart of the Ribble Valley? Look no further than Hindalini's restaurant at Gisborne Park Estate. Open every day from 9am till 5pm, Hindalini's serves up mouth-watering dishes made with love and locally sourced ingredients. From English classics like fish and chips to our famous full English breakfast, there's something for everyone. Our vibrant outdoor setting with regular live music, peaceful walks around the estate after lunch, and we are dog-friendly and even have water bowls and treats for them. Book your table online today and treat yourself to a culinary adventure at Hindalini's. Visit gisbornparkestate.co.uk for more information.
Driving around the Ribble Valley and need to tow? Ribble Valley Towing is your go-to destination for all your towing needs. From family cars to rugged trucks, we fit them all with top-notch tow bars. Call us today or swing by and let's get you hitched up. Ribble Valley Towing. We make you good to tow. Unit 3, Brookside Industrial Estate, Taylor Street, Clitheroe. Or call us on 07734 536870.
my tears away. Thankful no one else can see all the pain that burdens me.
FM. Yes, it's the food and drink show. And I mentioned at the top of the show, there are a couple of Tupperware containers with food in front of me.
Yum, yum, yum.
Now, normally, I think people would probably say, you've not done any of that, Phil. But actually, I'm responsible for one of the containers.
You are?
You're responsible for the other.
Yes.
Mm.
Do you want to go first, or should I go
it's
first?
It's because you were showing me what you made for tea last night.
Yeah.
And then I said, well, I'll bring you a tub in of what I made, and we'll swap. And we'll have a taste around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I reckon then we save best or last. So you go first, Phil.
Yeah, get out of here. See you later.
Hang on.
What an idiot.
I know.
So I brought you what I made for tea last night.
Yep.
Corned beef hash.
Unbelievable winter comfort food.
Yeah, it does look good.
Because this was a bit of a rogue one, so I rang my sister and said, I'm making corned beef hash out with an extra ingredient, and she said...
Hang on. Knowing that I love cooking, you couldn't bring yourself, could you, to ring me? No, I rang our Jen. Why would you? Is it loss of face, reputation? What is it, Phil?
So,
now's the time to get it off your chest.
So, back in your box. Purely rang her because I was making corned beef hash with... an added ingredient, which I know she loves. However, when I told her I was doing it in the corned beef hash, she put the phone down on me. Genuinely put the phone down on me and said, I don't want to speak to you if you're doing that.
Which bit? Because I might have done the same.
The dumplings.
Oh, no.
Apparently, you do not put dumplings in corned beef hash.
Listen, suet dumplings...
go in anything.
...are applicable any time of the year.
I reckon you could pop that in some cereal.
Might be pushing it.
I'm
a
all
bit
over
there.
It. But that was my take.
So go fill through them with jam. Corned beef hash. Potatoes, carrots.
Tin tomatoes.
Yeah.
Bit of stock, bit of beef stock. Potatoes, carrots, onion. All fairly sizably chopped.
Yeah.
The potatoes probably a little bit too much. Tin of corned beef. Slow cooker. Bang. Done.
Just left it.
Salt, pepper. Mixed herbs.
Yeah.
A little bit of garlic.
Yeah.
Again, give it a mix. Leave it again. About an hour to go, dumplings, flour, suet, salt. What was that thing that I showed you last night?
Aromat.
Yeah, words escaping me there. Aromat, yeah. A little bit of pepper in them as well. Yeah. Roll them up, about, like you said, an inch diameter. Pop them in the top for the last hour. Voila. Ratatouille would be proud.
I've had a taste.
Give us your verdict. In fact, you know what? Give us a score out of 10.
I'm going to give you a score out of 10. Basically, love the texture of the corned beef. The tomatoes, I think I would have blended, because there was still a little bit of lump of tomato, which you shouldn't have in a corned beef hash, traditional. Carrots, lovely big chunks of carrot, which I like, because that flavour hit from the carrots is amazing. But something that you said, and I have to agree, the potatoes are a little
too big.
Too big, aren't they? Half the size of what they are.
Yeah, but what did you say earlier?
Look at the onion. Look at the size of those onion pieces. Love that.
What did you say about the potato earlier? It's too big, but...
But it's still great.
Thank you.
Oh, absolutely.
I was gonna say, at the end of the day, you can talk about traditional with the blended tomatoes, but this is Phil's take on a corned beef hash.
It perhaps, if I'm being really picky, hang on.
Wow. Why are we going picky, really picky?
No, just really picky, because we have to. No, I want you to do the same. Just a tad, for me, under-seasoned. But I like it, plenty of seasoning. So that's personal taste. I'm going to give that... one more test.
Obviously, he doesn't dislike it that much, otherwise he wouldn't be eating it still.
Down his gullet.
Yeah. And that was another taste, so it's not just one more taste.
Come on, out of 10.
I'm going to give that an 8.8.
I'm taking that. Do you know what?
Fair play. No, that's good.
We'll do the curry after
that. That's really, really good.
again, brothers, sisters, everybody sing. Gonna bring the flame, I'll show you how. Got a question for you, better answer now. Yeah.
Am I original?
Ribble FM, sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Premier Chadburn Village Store does exactly what it says on the tin. A local convenience store run by local people that offers the cheapest 24/7 pay-at-the-pump fuel, comprehensive range of groceries, and we're also a pay zone provider for bill payments and mobile top-ups. Open from 6am until 9pm, we're here when you need us.
Chadburn Village Store, open when you need us most.
It's time to get away with a foldaway. Escape to the country with one of our folding mobility scooters. Here at Modern Mobility, we understand the importance of keeping your independence and enjoying days out with your family and friends. We have some of the lightest and quickest folding mobility scooters, so you don't have to miss out on anything. With easy payment options and friendly experts on hand at all times, finding your ideal scooter has never been easier. Why not visit our shop? located on Castle Street, or give us a call on 01200 760 006 and discover your perfect staycation scooter now.
It's time to redecorate, and Clitheroe Decorating Centre has you covered with a wide range of paints, including high-end designer brands like Benjamin Moore, as well as Crown, Dulux and Emperor, and to top it off, all the tools you might need to get the job done. Seeing a colour you like? Check out our colour wall or our paint matching service, which is available to all our customers, both trade and retail. Our friendly staff are always on hand to help offer best advice, tips and tricks. Just some of the benefits dealing with a local family-owned and Ribble Valley Business Award-winning store. Come browse our in-store exclusive offers at Clitheroe Decorating Centre on Shawbridge Street, Clitheroe, or give us a call on 01200 426 342.
Do you have lower back pain, joints hurting, or are you recovering from an injury or operation? Clitheroe Cryo has already helped numerous people alleviate these and many more symptoms. So, could cryotherapy be the solution you're looking for? Located at Clitheroe Leisure and featuring a state-of-the-art cryo chamber, you could expect to recover faster, speed up metabolism, and clear up acne, psoriasis, and eczema. And the benefits don't stop there. Cryotherapy. Give it a try and see improvements after the first session, and discounts available for multi-session bookings. Get in touch via our website, clitheroe-cryo.co.uk, or on our social media pages.
This time.
not what I've been looking for. I think with that lamb curry that you've made, I tell you that.
Really?
That was.
Really?
Unreal. Yeah. I don't know how you've done that, genuinely. Because mine is fairly... So, yeah. As much as I like mine, it's very easy to do, innit? And even I couldn't screw that up.
I don't know, you did a little bit.
No.
You didn't blend the tomatoes.
I think you discredit yourself there.
I'm going to punch him.
Some people can't. Some people literally couldn't make a corned beef hash, I promise you. Seriously.
He's got a point.
And I'm taking 8.8 as well. But that takes some skill and time.
I think the thing for me with what you've said about the curry so far is you've been to Pakistan, you've eaten homemade curries that have been made legitimately.
Yeah.
And so, whilst you haven't given it a rating yet, what you've said about it is really kind, and it has a credibility to it because I know that you've eaten
authentic,
homemade curry.
Obviously, the curries you get, you know, the kormas, the tikka masalas and things like that aren't actually authentic curries.
No.
And they are blatantly an English thing. So to the point where I've been sat in a restaurant before with two friends, Asian friends, and the guys come up and I said, oh, what would you recommend? And he's literally said, oh, for you, what about a tikka masala?
Mm.
And then Yasser, a friend of mine, has gone, what would you recommend for me? And he said something completely different.
Yeah.
And I thought, hang on a minute.
No.
I don't want that.
No.
I want what it's about.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is
I think the thing with that is, as I said to you, the key to it was, if you're going to do a proper curry, sadly, it takes a lot of time.
Yeah,
it does.
But if you do it, I mean, you were with me, Morgs, weren't you, for most of it, helping me. So in that curry that was really meant for two of us, that fed three, because you've had the last portion, there were three massive white onions. And the key to that proper Punjabi base is that you cook those onions until they're caramelized. That doesn't mean on a high heat. That means it took an hour just to cook the onions down. And you just leave them on this really low heat, quick stir now and again, and they turn from obviously
the pan
being three quarters full to literally like just this syrup mulch, in the bottom, wasn't it? This, you know, golden mulch. Then when you add to that your individual spices, so in that garam masala, cumin, ginger, and a little bit of tikka spice in that, and you've got to cook that out. It takes about 5-10 minutes to cook that powderiness of the spices out. Loads of coriander, heaps of fresh coriander in there, and then you let that simmer for quite some time. But then in the oven, I've got a shoulder of lamb that's been in for like 2.5 hours.
Have you marinated that?
Oh, yeah, that's been marinating for like 24 hours.
So that was in a plastic bag with tikka marinade. So it gets chance to get right into the meat.
It really penetrates it.
Because I always say, when they put a marinade on the outside of a piece of meat, and you're telling me that gets into the meat in like half an hour, nah, not having that. Might flavour the outside, but I want it to get right in there. So marinated for 24 hours, yeah, in the fridge, in a sealed plastic bag. Once that lamb had cooked for like 2.5 hours, you know it's going to be tender. So I got the sauce ready, as I say, with all those spices, then bulk the sauce out with a tin of tomatoes, but pureed.
But pureed?
Yeah, just to get rid of the lumps of tomato, because I don't want to see a lump of tomato in the sauce. And then leave that sauce then just bubbling and reducing and reducing. And then when it was ready to serve, it's hard because it burns your hands. You got to peel that meat off that lamb. And I got every ounce of meat off it in like little bite-sized pieces, just pulled it.
But as you were pulling it, you can see the colour of the meat's changed. You can see that seasoning's gone really deep in there, and it's made it all the way to the middle.
And then just dump all that lamb into the sauce, give it a good stir, and then give it about another 10 minutes just to warm through, and that was it. If you were to describe the flavours of that, what would you say?
You can't, you can't put that on me. That's just tasty.
Phil was going to say good.
I can't pick stuff like that out. That, though, even
but
with
you said something about the texture.
Without the chunks of meat in that,
you
could get away with that as a curry.
Yeah.
Because the sauce was, like, thick, it was flavourful, it was...
And that's not you saying it's better without the lamb. You're just saying,
but you could get away
with
that without
the lamb. Do me a favour, just for once, take away your competitive spirit.
You've won that.
No, I just want a score.
Oh, that's in the nines, easy. That's close to a 10, that.
And from you, who's, like I say, having eaten authentic, I'll take that.
That is insane.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I don't even know if I...
you know what? I need to say a huge thank you. We mentioned the Barley Moor buy one, get one free breakfast, didn't we? You and I went for it.
We did.
It is a cracking breakfast. And Nick, the proprietor, and Will, the manager, said to me yesterday on the phone, thank you so much. So many people have been taking that offer of the breakfast because they heard it on the radio.
Mm.
But not just the amount of people that are going, what they've been saying about the Barley Moor.
Oh, it's insane. It's a beautiful place.
And I think the thing that this has done is it's got more people to go and see it and realise what a cool place it is.
Yeah, so, well worth the trip.
Well worth the trip.
And that's it.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, chaps.
Oh, that's quick.
Enjoy the rest of the day.
Ta-ra.
Ta-ra. Ta-ra. Ta-ra.